Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on RonKellyShow.com, RonKellyShow.com. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Lamont Gates. Thank you for your kind words today, Lamont Gates. Thank you for your kind words today in regards to my radio show. And I hope the rest of you, maybe a million more. Yeah, I need about a million more of you guys to feel like that. Then we'll really be doing something. Anyway, thank you so much, Lamont Gates. Thank you to everyone who participates in my nonsense every Thursday evening. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister. I love Sharon Allen Chambers. Sharon Allen Chambers won the Ron Kelly Show gift pack. There's a lot of stuff in there. Thank you, Sharon Allen Chambers, for being a loyal listener to the Ron Kelly Show, along with my Gates and many of you. Shout out to Jimmy Williams, my brother. Shout out to you, man. How's everything going? Thanks so much for joining me. Thank you, everybody, for joining me every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show on its own, blogtalkradio.com, RonKellyShow.com. Thank you so much, everybody. Boy, so since the last time I was on the air, about 30 people have been killed in mass shootings. You know, and in the black community, there's some angst in the black community regarding the survival of these heinous people. We'll talk about that. Also, I'll update you on the 2020 presidential race. How's it going? I'll tell you in my opinion, what I think, in just a few minutes. And all the other nonsense is going on in the world today. It's the show that, shout out to my son, R. Kelly Jr. This is the show to make sense of the senseless. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. It's just a couple minutes past the hour. For the folks who are listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, thanks so much for joining me every week. And if you want to call in, you can reach me at 646-668-2838 for the folks who are listening on Blog Talk Radio. So I got like two separate audiences. I have my Blog Talk Radio audience, and I have my Facebook Live audience. So I have like kind of like two separate audiences. I'm trying to put them together. So the folks who listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, you can catch me on Facebook Live as well, if you want to see my handsome face, every Thursday, 7 p.m., right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So, since the last time I was on the program last Thursday, there were two mass shootings. There's been a whole bunch of mass shootings this year, but there's been two mass shootings in particular. One in, peace be upon the folks in El Paso, Texas, 22 folks so far had passed on from the for violence perpetrated by this young white shooter who survived, by the way. We'll talk about that because there's some angst in the black community in regards to why do these people live and why do ordinary black Americans who are not armed die? Is there a correlation? We'll talk about that. Also, somebody, let me give you a little bit of a rundown. Somebody texted me today and said it's too late for black folks. Too late for black folks. So is it really too late for black folks? Is it too late? I'll address that in just a few minutes. In any case, everybody, welcome back to the place with a sense where we make sense of a senseless world. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So we had two mass shootings since the last time I was on the radio program. And and black folks have taken issue with this, because these young white supremacists, I would call them, shooters, have been allowed to live. And, you know, we know what happened with Eric Garner, who was doing nothing more than selling loose cigarettes, and he lost his life. So many others, Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, so many other black folks who have died at the hands of the police, who I support, by the way, the good ones I do, the bad ones I don't. So many black folks, innocent black folks, or at least unarmed black folks have been killed by the police, shot down, and police officers brought to justice, and Lady Justice does not touch these men because they are allowed to walk away from these killings. But yet and still, when there's a shooting, a mass shooting, many of these, unless they commit suicide or suicide by cop, many of these shooters get away. Well, not get away, but they allowed to live. Now, take, for example, the shooting in El Paso, Texas, just took place a couple days ago. Like I said, in between the time on the show and the next show. And the young man who, the young white man, killed 22 people. And when he was kept upon, set upon by the police, they did not kill him. Dylan Roof, who killed the young white man, who killed 9 African-American parishioners, who welcomed him into the church, welcomed him in. He sat amongst them, prayed with them. They welcomed him into the church, and this heinous animal subsequently jumped up with a 9mm or whatever it was that he had and killed the very parishioners who welcomed him into the church, killed him. Dylan Roof was not killed by the police, was caught on a highway trying to get away. And when the police officer, he was pulled over by the police, escaping the situation. And when they found out who he was, they didn't kill him. And this man, this young man, the killer of the 22 folks, 19 at the time, the 22 folks, shout out to Denise Michelle, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show Facebook Live broadcast, also on blogtalkradio.com/ The Ron Kelly Show. So this young white man who killed the 22 people was allowed to live, while many African Americans, unarmed, who didn't do anything at all, were killed by the police. And there is quite a bit of anger that is simmering in the black community, because these people who have killed many, and the police know. The police know that these men have just killed folks, lots of folks, but they don't shoot them. So we had 2 mass shootings and 31 people killed. The man in Ohio, because we had a shooting in Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people were killed. Now, he killed himself. But black folks really have, and I'll tell you what I think, but the black folks really, shout out to Michael Mazak, thank you, my brother. So the black folks really have a reason to be angry, because these mass killers, the Colorado shooter at Aurora, Colorado, the young white man who shot up a movie theater and killed many, many people, was not killed. Shout out to Stephanie Freitas. And shout out to Lamont Gates. They kind of go together. And so do black folks really have a reason to be angry because white mass shooters are being allowed to live and black folks who did no more than made a wrong turn are being killed by the police? Do we really have a case? Do we have a case? Or do we have a reason to be angry because black folks, you know, as I said earlier, Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, you know, you can go on, the list goes on and on and on of black folks who didn't necessarily follow the police instructions, but that shouldn't give you a death sentence either. So we're talking about black folks who did no more than maybe had a brake light out or headlight out and wound up dead on the side of the highway. And these mass shooters who have killed tens of people, 20 people, 9 people, and they're allowed to live. The Colorado shooter, Dylan Rube, so many white supremacists who have set upon African Americans and have killed them, killed us, and killed other folks as well. And the police don't kill them. They're taken without incident, as they said, with the El Paso, Texas shooting, taken without incident. So we'll continue this discussion, and we'll talk about that. I don't know who's trying to call me while I'm on the air, but we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about a whole lot more in just a few minutes in the Ron Kelly Show, 15 minutes past the hour. So, yeah, so, you know, and you know, I think, you know, I believe that black folks do have a reason to be angry when it comes to these mass killers. Because these people have killed 10 people, 15 people, 20 people, and they're allowed to live. The Aurora, Colorado shooter. I'm going to pull his name up because I don't have it right here in front of me. I wasn't planning on talking about him. This clown, James Holmes, in 2012, James Holmes, James Egan Holmes, was the killer of 12 people, killer of 12, injuring 70 others at a movie theater on the 20th of July, 7 years ago. He had no criminal background before the shooting. Now this crackpot booby-trapped his apartment with explosives, which the police defused a day later with a bomb squad. But this man killed 12 people, injured 70 others in the movie theater, and he, when the police finally caught up with him, he was not killed. He was not killed. And see, they talk about you hear a lot of talk of mental illness, you know, in these cases. Shout out to Stephanie Freitas, who says statistics show that whites are killed at a higher rate than blacks by police. The media just doesn't like those stories. Oh, Lamont, okay. Shout out to Lamont Gates, which I find that totally, totally untrue, Lamont Gates. But getting back to my point was that you hear a lot of talk about mental illness. They're making excuses, and the media is making excuses, and the white politicians are making excuses for these folks. Because if these two shooters, or any of these shooters, were a Mexican or a black person or Arab or Muslim, oh boy, there'd be anarchy in the streets. They'd be locking the black folks up just like they did the Japanese and during the Second World War, when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, and we couldn't trust the Japanese folks, so we locked them all up. So there's a lot of talk now about mental illness. And let me tell you something about James Holmes, for example. James Holmes was the Aurora, Colorado shooter who killed 12 people and injured 70 others, who subsequently was sentenced to 12 consecutive. I mean, how many lives? I mean, just in case he had 9 lives, they gave him 12 life sentences plus 3,300 years without parole. So Mr. James Holmes, his release date is in the year 4,000. His release time is not funny, but his release date is in the year 5,000 and change. By that time, we won't even talk to each other anymore. It'll be mental telepathy. People are being transported around everywhere by that time. He gets out. But let me tell you now, they're talking about mental illness now. Let me just tell you a little bit about James Holmes, who was the Aurora, Colorado shooter, who he graduated top of his class with a 3.9 GPA. Now, that doesn't sound to me like a crazy person. 3.949 GPA. He was described by the University of Illinois, where he graduated from, as a very effective group leader And a person who takes an active role in his education, it brings a great amount of intellectual and emotional maturity into the classroom. This is what professors were saying about James Holmes, the Colorado shooter, who had a 3.9 GPA and graduated at the top of his class. So you can toss that you can toss that assertion about mental illness out the window, because mentally ill people don't get 3.9 GPA and graduate the top of their class. But this is an excuse that's being perpetrated on folks. Shout out to Lamont Gates via Stephanie Freitas. You know, white folks who are killed by the police are guilty. They're guilty. If you go back and read some of those stories of what they did, white folks don't want to go to jail no more than we do. But the white folks who get killed by police are the ones who started first. Go into the house, and the police come, and they start shooting at the police. So even if that's true, white folks who get killed by the police get killed by the police. I'm not saying that they're supposed to get killed, but they do things to escalate the situation when they encounter the police. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back. It's about 21 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. It's August 8th already, 2019. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's theronkellyshow.com. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back in a second with more of The Ron Kelly Show.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
We'll be back with more of The Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V. LLC.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's for the crazy guests I may have on. Anyways, Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's 23 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to me, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I don't even know what's going on. I can't even see who's watching. But thanks everybody for joining me. It's Thursday, it's 7 o'clock. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, I believe that black folks do have a right to be angry that these mass killers are being allowed to live after they kill a whole bunch of people, and as opposed to black folks who get killed for no more than, a parking space, or, having a light out on their car or something like that. Black folks get killed on a regular basis. So I just don't buy that the media, the American mainstream media, does not put up stories about white folks being killed by the police because they don't like the stories. I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. I believe that black, white, the stats don't tell you the white folks who resisted arrest. I mean, for real, who shot at police, who did a suicide by cop. You know, white folks do that a lot. Suicide by cop. Black folks don't really commit suicide. Less than 1% of black folks actually commit suicide. Well, there's a large percentage of other ethnic groups who do. So, how many of these folks according to Stephanie Freitas / Lamont Gates, how many of these folks have committed suicide by cop? How many of them were actually trying to get away? How many of them had were armed? You know, white folks like assault rifles. We don't, you know, we might find a gang member or two that might, you know, but most of us, I don't want one. So anyway, I don't buy that white folks get killed by the police more than black folks, but they don't want to put those stories out there. I think if you do the research and you do a check by check for each story, you'll find that these folks, not saying that they deserved it, nobody deserves to die, but when you point a gun at the police, like us, if somebody, you know, points a gun at the police, the police shoot them, like, well, I don't mean to say, oh, well, because there's family members who have lost a loved one, but you bought it. So, yeah, I don't buy that black folks, that white folks can kill more than black folks, but the media doesn't like those stories. I don't buy that at all. All right, everybody, it's 26 minutes past the hour. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, TheRonKellyShow.com. We've got the presidential race is shaping up. I think there's another. Oh, boy, we're glad this is over. I think I watched like 5 minutes of the Democratic presidential debates, because I'm just bored to death. I really am. I'm just so bored. Because you have the usual cast of characters. Well, you got a couple of new people in there. Kamala Harris, who is not going to be the nominee. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. Case closed. Okay. Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. I'm going to talk about that in the last segment of the show. But right now, but somebody texted me today. A good friend of mine, socially conscious individual. Texted me today and said, It's too late for black folks. Too late. Shout out to the folks on listening on Blog Talk Radio who somebody just sent me a message. I'll read it in just a second. But and somebody said to me today, it's too. They believe another black person, black gentleman, who said that. Shout out to Osman Shabazz. He's not a gentleman, but shout out to Osman Shabazz. Shout out to Charlene Presley. I don't know who. Shout out to Bella Hakeem. So a good friend of mine texted me today. He knows I'm a radio personality. I talk about things on the radio. He didn't suggest this as a topic. But he said, isn't it too late for black folks? He believes it is too late. Another black brother, like myself, says that he believes it's too late for black folks. Is it too late for black folks? He said it is too late. But I asked the question, is it too late for black folks to get it together? You see, because, you know, we can talk about, you know, America wasn't built for us. And everybody's getting all bent out of shape when these type things happen, like the Galveston, Texas Police Department, the mounted unit, the two minor officers who put a rope, I mean, he didn't drag man down the block, but they walked him to the arrest unit, walked him to the station or whatever it was, and they walked this man. The two Galveston, Texas police officers, they mounted unit. They were on horseback, and they tied a rope to the man, I guess, so they figured that he wouldn't get away, and they walked him to the police station, which it kind of looked like it looked like something out of slavery days. You know, and we get upset at all of these situations. It's even on Facebook. Oh, I'm mad. Oh, but not mad enough to do anything. See, that's the problem. Not mad enough to do anything. So we talk about our anger, how frustrated we are. Every time something happens, we get on Facebook. You know, a couple of armchair activists, I like to call them, get on Facebook and cry about different situations. Why is the white man got his foot on the black racist neck and all of this stuff? And, you know, but nobody's doing a damn thing about it. See, it's just a lot of talk. I hear it on the radio, not necessarily my show, but But I hear it on other radio shows. I don't want to use the call letters. I might be working there one day. So I don't want to use call letters at the station. Hopefully. But there are shows, and he just talked. You have Reverend Al Sharpton who talks. You have Reverend Jesse Jackson who talks. And even the great Louis Farrakhan, who I have a high degree of respect for. But it's all talk. It's all talk. Talk. Videos, talkathons, statements on Facebook. That's what the black folks do. Talk. No action. Just talk. Talking up a storm. It's maddening how black folks just talk. And I love my people. As you can see, if you're watching on Facebook Live and the folks who listen to me on blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, they know I'm a black man. I'm black through and through. I love my people. And I hope for the best for us. But hope is not enough. You know, the Bible says prayer without works is dead. So maybe we are dead. But, you know, something, there's just too much talk going on Facebook. Look at this. Look at that. This is wrong. Okay, it is wrong. But what are you doing about it? There's just a lot of talk and no action on Sunday radio programs. Just everybody just talks. Nobody's doing anything. You talk about having a boycott. How the hell are you going to have a boycott when you need people to come together to have a boycott? You need people to say, you need a mass of people to say, okay, we're not going to purchase this product. You need a mass of people. A handful of people are not going to do it. As I spoke to you before, 31 minutes past the hour, as I spoke to you guys before about the parades that go on in the summertime, the African-American parade, the Caribbean parade in Brooklyn, and the various Peruvian and Dominican and Puerto Rican and all of these parades that go on in the United States of America. And when it comes to the black African-American parade, there's nobody there. There's nobody there. Go along the parade route, there's nobody there. I live in Montclair, New Jersey, which is a mostly black, mostly white town. But there was enough black folks there because a lot of black folks show up for the Montclair Jazz Festival. A lot of black folks are there for that. So there was enough black folks to show up for this. And there was nobody there. There was nobody there. It was horrible. And I think I put it on my Facebook page to show you guys the sidewalks that were not filled. Now, the Peruvians and the Dominicans, everybody else had the parades. And, I lived in Paterson, New Jersey at one time. There's a large African-American community, and there's a large Hispanic community, and you could not even leave town. You couldn't leave town. Dominican parade, people who are not from here or may have been born here, but their heritage is from somewhere else. And they have these giant, both sides of the street, packed with folks. Packed with folks. Why can't black people do that? Why can't we have a parade or a demonstration of our heritage, a demonstration of pride for our heritage? Why can't we do that? Again, talk. People talking about junkies laying on the street while bullets are flying and people are dying. I just don't understand it. Why we talk, and nobody does anything about the situation. It's all talk. I just don't get it. You can't have a boycott. Last boycott we had was the Memphis bus boycott, 19 whatever it was, when Dr. Martin Luther King was running the show back in the day. You see, because when Dr. Martin Luther King died, the civil rights movement died with him, and it hasn't come back from the dead since. So all of us folks who are angry about white shooters being allowed to live
and what happens to black folks on a regular basis, the daily injustices that impose on black folks. Then Ronald Reagan, who I used to like until I heard about this, Ronald Reagan, who was talking to Richard Nixon at the time, he was governor of California. That's not too long ago, you know. Back in the late 70s, Ronald Reagan was a governor of the state of California, West Coast, and he was talking to Richard Nixon on a taped phone conversation. And Ronald Reagan referred to some African diplomats as monkeys and said that they just getting comfortable wearing shoes. Couldn't be more racist than that. And that's what he said. Because everybody's all bent out of shape about that. But this is what it is. This is what it is, black folks. This is what, you know, and that's how, you know, a large part of the white population sees is monkeys. These gorillas, orangutans, whatever you want to call them. Let's go to the jungle. White police officers from the suburbs, we got to go tame the monkeys. Got to go tame the jungle. What do we do about it? Do nothing. Do nothing. We'll take a break and we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Take a delicious shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Take a delicious shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I love golf, and I have some of the greatest golf courses in the world. I own Doral. I own some of the great, one of Turnberry in Scotland, where they have the British Open. Some of the greatest British Opens in the history of golf. I mean, some of the great Jack Nicklaus against Tom Watson. They say the duel in the sun, right, folks? The duel in the sun, the greatest tournament ever played was at Turnberry. The duel in the sun, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson. So I have the greatest stuff. But you know what? And I love golf. But if I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I don't think I'd ever see Doral again. I own Doral in Miami. I don't think I'd ever see many of the places that I have. I don't ever think I'd see anything. I just want to stay in the White House and work my ass off, make great deals, right? Who's going to leave? Who's going to leave?
That was Trump. That was a piece from one of Trump's rallies in 2016 when he was running for president, where he said that he would never leave the White House, he would never see his golf courses again because he'd be too busy working. Now, we all know that was a lie, like many things that Trump has said, because he has spent more time at the golf courses than President Obama did during the 8 years that he's been president. This man's only been president for almost 3 years and has gone to the golf courses and stayed there weekends at a time, Bedminster and so many other places, Mar-a-Lago in Florida, another place he owns. And so every chance he gets, he jailbreaks out of the White House to go somewhere and live in the lap of luxury, since he did say one time at the White House was dumped. I guess so. You know, if you're living like Donald Trump, most places are dumped anyway. It's 20 minutes before the hour. Everybody, it's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and RonKellyShow.com. Thanks so much. Is it raining? Thank you so much, Lamont Gates, for your kind words about the Ron Kelly Show. Is it really raining out there? Anyway, we're inside, so it's okay. Anyway, so 20 minutes before the hour. So, Chicago. We spoke about, I was keeping up with what was going on over there. And they had the bloodiest weekends ever. I just heard that there were so many 20 people were killed over the weekend, 60, 70 people wounded in the city of Chicago over the last weekend. During the break, I played a PSA from great President Barack Obama, who didn't do a whole lot either now. Who didn't do a whole lot for the United States of America during his presidency. Now, you can argue with me if you want to, but Barack Obama, once he got into office, he found that, you know, it's not going to be as easy for United Kansas anymore. It's not going to be as easy to do the things that you say you want to do. And so a lot of things didn't happen during Barack Obama's term. When Barack Obama was elected, you know, we all thought, many people thought, black folks thought they would finally get that 40 acres and a mule. I'm going to finally get my 40 acres and a mule. And we didn't get it. Everybody got upset because they thought that we had made it to the promised land with the election of an African-American as president of these United States. But it didn't turn out the 40 acres never showed. The 40 acres never showed up, or neither did the mule. Folks were very, and even to this day, a couple of years after the Barack Obama left office, 2016, people are still angry with the former president for what happened during his presidency. So my Facebook feed is going crazy, as it usually is. My Facebook feed is the Facebook feed has ended, okay. All right. For everybody who's listening on Ron Kelly, the Ron Kelly broadcast, All right, we are back with 17 minutes left to the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. I wonder if Facebook is putting me in Facebook prison or whatever the case may be when I talk about politics and stuff. Thank you to everybody who showed up in the first 40 minutes of the show. So that was Jimmy Williams who's watching the program. You know, there's a lot going on in the world today. A lot going on in the black community. We need to do more. You have a lot of black politicians I was going to get to. And then, you know, you can call me negative or critical or whatever the case may be. You can do that. That's fine. But, you know, you have a lot of black folks, politicians. You know, I talked about Barack Obama a few minutes ago. When Barack Obama got into office, you know, many folks were disappointed with the presidency of Barack Obama. Many black folks were disappointed with the presidency of Barack Obama because black folks, you know, were under the impression that now that we had a black man running this country that we were going to get what we wanted, that Barack Obama was going to see to it that we got what we wanted. When that didn't happen, the bluebirds and folks who came out and started criticizing Barack Obama, even Jesse Jackson said something about him on a mic, a hot mic that he didn't know was on. So so Barack Obama, when folks didn't get their way, black folks didn't get their way like they thought they would, Barack Obama, people got upset. Folks got upset. And then they started kicking Barack Obama's back in. 15 years ago, everybody. Started kicking Barack Obama's back in. So, we have black politicians today. And you talk about Trump for a second. You know, we all know what Trump said about West Baltimore, where the district of Elijah Cummings, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, I believe it is, the House Ways and Means, one of those very powerful, committees. And Donald Trump said that Elijah Cummings' district in West Baltimore is filthy, infected, disgusting. And, you know, and I've been to West Baltimore. I'm going to tell you. I have been to West Baltimore. And I'm not saying the president is right, but there are a lot of issues there. There are a lot of issues in West Baltimore. Trust and believe. I've been there. And I saw the rows and rows of ornate townhouses, row after row after row after row, block after block, townhouses that are really nice places that have been decimated by crime and drugs and whatever else you want to call it. And yeah. Beautiful brick townhouses. They would make a really nice house for somebody. You can take it and fix it up. I mean, they were even giving them away for a dollar, these townhouses, provided that you would fix them up. But, you know, who's going to fix up a townhouse in that neighborhood? I mean, even for me, and I was, you know, we were driving, we were looking for the Blacks and Wax Museum. But I guess we were going the wrong way because we, you know, we were staying down in the Inner Harbor, nice down there, very nice place. We were staying down there, and things started changing. It started getting crazy, and I'm like, you know, the neighborhood started turning. We were going the wrong way, so we made a U-turn, made a back turn, and turned around and came back. So, you know, it is bad there. And I wouldn't say that what the president said was right. I think what the president said was wrong, but it's bad there. And if you look at some of the, you know, besides, you know, even say some of the assembly people, the congressmen, the senators, there's only two of them that are black, three. And, you know, there are black folks who represent some really bad districts. So I'm not saying that President Trump was right, but there are black folks who represent some really bad districts. And nothing's mean the council people who represent, you know, places with high poverty rates and what have you. And who's saying anything about it? No. I want Councilman so-and-so because I like them. Yeah, you like them, but what are they doing for the community? And that's not to say all of them. I'm sure there's a lot of hardworking council people, mayors, assembly people, state senators, councilmen, aldermen, whatever they call themselves, depending on where they serve. And I'm sure there's a lot of them that are working hard out there. You know, but see, we got to get away from the book bag giving out. Because what happens the rest of the year? We give out turkeys at Thanksgiving, feed a person for one day. What happens for the rest of the year? Christmas. What happens for the rest of the year? Now, give a person a fish, it'll feed him for a day. But if you teach a person how to fish, they can feed themselves for a lifetime. And see, this is what we're talking about. We're not talking about giving somebody a fish or giving them a turkey or a present for Christmas. No, we need to start teaching our people to be able to sustain themselves and not get handouts. Sustain yourself. Get a job. Work. Do what you need to do. We need to start teaching our people how to do that. Because, you know, giving handouts is not going to do it. It only works, it only serves a moment. I mean, yeah, you want a person to have a fat around Thanksgiving time. You want a person to have a nice meal Thanksgiving. But what do they do the day after? What do they do Christmas Eve? What do they do New Year? I mean, you know. So we need to get away from giving away stuff, and we need to start giving our people a way to sustain themselves. It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Take one more break. Just one more, because it's humid like crazy in here. Take another break. We'll come right back and wrap this thing up. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. Thursday nights at 7 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can know what I planned to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web. TheRonKellyShow.com.
It says low network connection for the folks who might be wondering what happened to me. And I don't even know. It says low network connection. It says it's recording. So I don't know. I guess the show is still being recorded, but it's not being broadcast live. So I apologize for that. I'm glad it happened in the last several minutes of the show. It's about 6 minutes and 50 seconds before the program ends. So welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. You know what time it is. As always, on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Talked about a lot tonight. Talked about black folks being angry that these white mass shooters are not being killed. And it's not that we want them to be killed now. Don't get me. I mean, at least I don't want them to be killed per se. But they are taken into custody without incident. And this is somebody that the police know. I mean, you got your SWAT gear on. This is somebody you know just went to a mall and erased 20 lives. You know this. And but yet you use restraint and you don't kill these people. But you know, a black person, even with their, you know, put their hands up and they get slaughtered anyway, and then they get a walk. Because, you know, no judge is going to prosecute a cop, not a white one anyway. We had a couple of black ones who have gone to prison for very long stretches. We just had Minnesota, in Minnesota, we just had a black officer, officer who is of Somalian descent, just recently, African American officer, who killed a white woman. And let me see if I can get it up here really quick. I should have did this during a break. So the Somali American police officer, Somali American, sentenced to 12 and a half years in the death of a Minneapolis woman, Mohammed Noor. He was the first.
World Elite MasterCard, now with more.
He was the first, sorry about that. He was the first police officer of Somalian descent. He was killed. I mean, who was sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison for the murder of this Australian woman, Justine Damon. So, he took the life of this woman, and he shot her by accident, he says, this white woman, and he was sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison, shooting an unarmed Australian woman as she walked toward his squad car. He's 33 years old. He'll be around 45 by the time he gets out. If he serves the full 12 years, 12 and a half years, he'll still have somewhat of a life to salvage. But he was convicted. Now, the only other white cops that were convicted was... Well, actually, the Georgia police officer was convicted for killing the brother. And what happens if nobody was passing by that day? The North Carolina cop who killed the man who ran away. What would happen if nobody was walking past that day? What would happen? What would happen? We never would have known exactly what happened if somebody wasn't walking past. So I think that it's warranted. I think that black folks should be, and not that we are hoping or that we believe that these people should have been killed. At least not me, anyway. I don't believe that the man should have been killed, but I do believe that there's a stigma. I do believe that there's a, I don't know if it's a concerted effort, but I do believe that white cops, police officers, preserve the lives of these mass killers and kill black folks. I do believe that. 1 minute left to the program. All right, so I want to break out, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me, everybody, on the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com. Thanks so much for the folks who check me out on Facebook Live. And it goes down every Thursday night, 7 p.m. All right, so I'm going to break out of here. Thanks so much. I can't thank you guys enough. And I'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. And remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And then we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I'm out.